On the line in Washington, D.C. is the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma 3rd District, Congressman Frank Lucas. He has turned back challenges from two GOP contenders in the GOP primary race for the 3rd District of Oklahoma. Congressman, over 80% of the vote going your way. Your thoughts this evening with that win given to you by the voters of the 3rd District?
Well, Ron, I appreciate the vote of confidence from my neighbors back home. And, of course, this is to be the Republican nominee in November. I still have one more election to go. But when you consider how hard I worked on the Farm Bill and how high a profile that piece of legislation was, the Commodity Title, Rural Development, Ag Research, Farm Credit, all of those things, to have my neighbors vindicate me on that, to say that coming home every weekend and doing the 50-town meetings and listening very carefully to their instructions and voting that way in D.C., it's good when your neighbors, your fellow citizens, half the landmass of the state, but 20% of the population, say yes with 80+% of the vote.
It seems that your opponents did bring up the Farm Bill in kind of a derogatory manner. They didn't seem that was a problem with the voters of the 3rd District, though.
The 3rd District of Oklahoma is still an agricultural, energy, Main Street kind of district. And the folks who are engaged in day-to-day production agriculture and those people in business who support that understand how important crop insurance is and drought disaster programs and conservation and infrastructure, rural development, all those kind of things. I think my neighbors understood why we need a Farm Bill. Why we had to have a Farm Bill that spent less money and had a lot of reform in it, lots of reform. But still, it's nice when you've been attacked for the work. And remember, Ron, I'm a farmer. I'm an AgEcon graduate from Oklahoma State. I've been on the Ag Committee for a long, long time, working to the point where I could put the Oklahoma perspective in this Farm Bill. It's still nice when your neighbors demonstrate that they understand what you were trying to do and that you were trying to work for them and with them. So I'm very pleased with the vote from the good folks of the 3rd District.
It appears another very high-profile race that a lot of folks have been watching in Oklahoma, the Senate race to fill the 2 years from Senator Colburn. It appears there will be no runoff, that James Lankford will face the Democrats come November. Your thoughts about that decisive of a win for Mr. Lankford?
Well, my congratulations go to my colleague, Congressman Lankford. He was able to tap into a support base that perhaps no candidate in Oklahoma has tapped into since Raymond Gary ran for governor in 1954. Statewide, enthusiastic, fired up. He now steps into a very important role as the junior United States Senator. I am confident that he will use that role for the embetterment of Oklahoma. Now, I know he has an election this November, but this is a year where the real decisions will either be made in the Republican primaries or in the Republican runoff, and that in itself is pretty amazing, Ron.
One final question, Congressman. A gentleman that was in the room a lot during the final Farm Bill negotiations, 2014 Farm Bill negotiations with you, was the senator from Mississippi, Thad Cochran, ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee. He is locked in a very tight battle this evening, a little bit ahead as we speak, but going to be a tight and long evening, it appears, for the senator in that runoff.
Well, Senator Cochran, one of the most senior members of the United States Senate, was extremely helpful in bringing the final Farm Bill together. He understood the importance of crop insurance. He understood the importance of conservation programs. He understood the importance of making sure farmers and ranchers had the tools to feed America and the world. We'll see. It'll be a long night. But the senator is one of those individuals that no matter what happens tonight, and we do owe him a debt of thanks for helping make sure that the 2014 Farm Bill was actually completed, brought to fruition.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, who represents Oklahoma from the 3rd District, winning the GOP nomination easily on Tuesday evening with over 83% of the vote going his way. He'll be in a November race, but very unlikely that he'll be challenged very strongly at all for an opportunity to go back to Washington for two more years in 2015 and 2016. He'll be stepping down from the chairmanship of the House Agriculture Committee, but he says he'll remain a part of that committee in the days to come. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.